From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Putri. In today's edition, we'll present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as some songs. Well, listener, we began with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, and voinews.id, and also RRI Play Go application.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Secretary for the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, Lily Kurniawan, emphasized experts can play an important role in developing community resilience against potential disasters in the country. At a virtual discussion on Saturday, Kurniawan said Pentahelix by BNPB is a part of the mutual cooperation of many parties for mitigating disasters. Intellectuals as part of the Pentahelix can greatly contribute to disaster mitigation. The Indonesian government issued new regulation on air travel during the pandemic. Director General of Air Transportation of the Transportation Ministry, Novi Rianto, said the rules are effective starting on October 24, 2021. The latest issuance regulates the would-be passengers taking flights from or to airports in Java and Bali, as well as regions under level 3 and 4 PPKM COVID-19 restriction, must show vaccination card for at least the first dose and negative result of PCR test maximum 48 hours before departure. Meanwhile, flights from and to airports outside of Java-Bali regions categorized as level 1 and 2 PPKM would-be passengers must show negative results of PCR test 48 hours before departure or rapid test antigen 24 hours before departure. Children under 12 years old and people with special health condition are in the exempted category. State-owned enterprises SOE Minister Erick Thohir is preparing funding for local startups and unicorns in three SOEs, namely Telkom, Bank Mandiri, and BRI Ventures. In a virtual event at Sriwijaya University, Palembang on Saturday, Minister Thohir said that it is not the fault of the youth generations that the local startups and unicorns are owned by foreign parties. But this is because the people were considered absent from them. As quoted by Tempo, Thohir said to push for the funding and it will be launched by the Indonesian President Joko Widodo in the second week of December. Let's move on to the international news. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the United States has administered about 413 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine in the country as of Saturday morning and distributed 503 million doses. The agency said 220 million people had received at least one dose, while 190 million people are fully vaccinated. The CDC tally includes two-dose vaccine from Moderna and Pfizer as well as Johnson & Johnson's. South Korea said on Saturday, October 23rd, that it has achieved its goal of vaccinating 70% of its 52 million people, paving the way for a planned return to normal next month. South Korea has largely successfully managed to cope with the pandemic without imposing lockdowns seen in many other parts of the world on the back of intensive testing and tracing. The Romanian government will reintroduce a night curfew and make health passes mandatory for entry to most public venues from Monday, as well as sending school children on vacation for 2 weeks as it seeks to stem a surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths. The new measures will be in force for 30 days. Only people who have been vaccinated or who have recovered from the virus will be allowed access to most non-essential public venues, except food shops and pharmacies. Organizers of the 2022 World Cup in Qatar hope to attract 1.2 million tourists to the Gulf country, an official said, hosting them in traditional hotels and innovative accommodation. Fatma Al-Nuaimi, head of communication at the Supreme Committee that is organizing the 2022 tournament, told AFP on Saturday. Qatar, with a population of approximately 2.75 million, will be the first ever Middle East World Cup host nation between November 21st and December 18 next year. That was the news. President Joko Widodo last Tuesday invited a number of ambassadors of friendly countries and international organization representatives in Indonesia to plant mangroves in Babatu village, North Kalimantan. A number of ambassadors who participated in mangrove planting, including Ambassador Czech Republic Jaroslav Dulacek and his wife, Chilean Ambassador Gustavo Nelson Ayares Osandron, Finnish Ambassador Jari Sinkari, Swiss Ambassador Kurt Kunz, Brazilian Deputy Ambassador Daniel Barra Ferreira, and World Bank Country Director Satu Kahkonen. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo said, planting mangrove is an effort to rehabilitate mangrove forests.
Kita tanam kembali, sehingga yang pertama ini akan
We replant so that first it will protect against ocean waves, seawater intrusions, then also protect the habitat of species in the mangrove forest and around the mangrove forest, whether related to birds, fish, crabs, or monkeys. I think there are so many here. President Joko Widodo targets the rehabilitation of mangrove forests in North Kalimantan to 600,000 hectares in the next 3 years. The ambassadors and head of representative of international institution appreciated the mangrove rehabilitation program that the Indonesian government continued to promote. World Bank representative in Indonesia Satu Kahkonen said, mangrove restoration programs are needed not only by Indonesia, but by all countries in the world.
This program that the government and the president is leading, very important for Indonesia and also for the whole world. It's the world's biggest mangrove restoration program, and therefore we applaud the government of Indonesia for undertaking it.
The Czech ambassador to Indonesia, Jaroslav Dolicek, said the same thing. According to him, climate change is a shared problem and not a single country problem. Meanwhile, the Swiss ambassador to Indonesia, Kurt Kunz, hopes that the mangrove rehabilitation programs can become a model for the Indonesian people and the world's community. I'll begin today in history with October 24, 1945, when the United Nations Charter comes into force. The United Nations was established to encourage international cooperation. The United Nations Charter is the UN Constitution signed in San Francisco on June 26, 1945, by the 50 original members of the United Nations. This charter came into force on October 24, 1945. The date was later commemorated as United Nations Day. This was declared in 1947 by the General Assembly of the United Nations. United Nations Day is celebrated to inform the public about the goals and achievements of the United Nations. United Nations Day is celebrated around the world with various meetings, discussions, and exhibitions on the achievements and goals of the United Nations. Moving on to October 24, 1950, when the Indonesian Doctors Association is founded. The history of National Doctors' Day cannot be separated from the formation of the Indonesian Doctors Association, IDI, in 1950. The first doctor association in Indonesia was formed in 1911 under the name Vereniging van Indisch Artsen. In 1962, this organization changed its name to Vereniging van Indonesisch Kennerkundigen, or VGI. The first main event of the Indonesian Doctors Association was held in October at Deka Park. Then, on October 24, 1950, the Indonesian Doctors Association, ID, officially obtained legality before a notary, so that date was then designated as the anniversary of ID and later commemorated as Indonesian National Doctor Day. I'll conclude today in history with October 24, 1964, when the independence of Zambia occurred. Zambia gained full independence from Britain on October 24, 1964. Zambia was previously controlled by the British since 1888. Zambia is a country in Southern Africa that does not have a coastline and is directly bordered by the Democratic Republic of Congo, Tanzania, Malawi, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Namibia, and Angola. Because it was the British colony for a long time, Zambia uses English as the official language to this day.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Malik Allah Bahaya Kohar in Pakistan, which was sent on September 25th, 2021. Hello, sir. Thank you for your letter, which tells that you and your club are fit and fine. We also thank you for the prayers. Yes, Alhamdulillah, we are also fit and fine. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Jakarta, here is a beautiful song for you.
We'll be right back.
still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Play Go application. And now we will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sanctions by the World Anti-Doping Agencies, or WADA, against the Indonesian Anti-Doping Agency LADI have attracted the attentions of various groups ranging from the public, sport experts, former athletes to politicians. This happened because the sanction from WADA has been executed during a very important moment. When the Indonesian badminton team successfully won the International Badminton Championship Thomas Cup in Denmark on Sunday, the Indonesian red and white flag was prohibited from flying during the winner's honor ceremony at the Seres Arena, our host. Meanwhile, the steps taken by Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali in resolving the case also did not go unnoticed. The ministry has formed a task force to accelerate the lifting of WADA sanction against LADI, which was chaired by the General Chairperson of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, KOI, Raja Sabta Oktohari, to accelerate the lifting of WADA sanction against LADI. Meanwhile, Arya Bima, Deputy Chairman of the House of Representatives Commission 6, said on Wednesday that he supports what Zainuddin Amali has done. Despite the incidents in Denmark, Arya Bima still appreciates Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali's achievements in the past years, starting with increasing medals at the Tokyo 2020 Olympic and Tokyo 2020 Paralympics, successfully organizing the 2021 Papua PON, and reclaiming the Thomas Cup after 19 years. Meanwhile, chairpersons of the Indonesian Association of Sport Professors, Joko Pekik Irianto, also expressed appreciation to Minister Amali, who has taken quick steps by forming a task force in order to accelerate the lifting of WADA sanction against Indonesia. However, he hopes that it should not be considered as an intervention to WADA because the World Anti-Doping Agency, it is an affiliated body to the IOC, while LADI is affiliated with WADA as an independent agency. Previously, it was reported that Indonesia, together with North Korea and Thailand, were declared non-compliant by the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, so that they were sanctioned for 1 year. One of the sanctions is that athletes from the three countries are still allowed to compete in regional, continental, and world championships, but cannot fly their national flags other than at the Olympics.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جن شوي بي تاي كو جو يفانغ شي سين سين غوان جوان بين دو في ين دا چوان بو ودا كو جو باو هو ني ودا كو جو باو هو و.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply an email from Amir Jamil in Pakistan. Hello, sir. Hopefully today you can monitor our broadcast clearly. Thank you so much for your compliment on our Hello Listener program, which was held on October 9th, 2021. We try to do the best for our listeners' satisfaction. And here is a beautiful song for you. Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, the next segment we'll present is Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Sleman Regency, which is located in the province of the special region of Yogyakarta, is not only famous for its temple attraction, but also has other very interesting destinations. In the Berbah area, there is a geosite that can be a holiday destination called Lava Bantal. This tourist attraction is located in Watu Adek, Jogotirto, Berbah, Sleman. From Adi Sucipto Airport in Yogyakarta, you will pass the Solo-Jogja Highway to reach the location. The distance is less than 30 minutes by car. On October 2, 2014, Lava Bantal was designated as a geoheritage, which a heritage site of or geological area that has important scientific, educational, cultural, and aesthetics values. Visiting Lava Bantal in Berbah, which was formed approximately 36 million years ago, is one of the geoheritage tours to explore the history of the occurrence of the island of Java. This tourist attraction offers a natural charm rarely found in other areas, namely a rock mound that has a unique and distinctive structures and shape on the lips of the Opak River. These rocks actually are molten lava that used to have a high temperature as the result of volcanic eruption and then freeze quickly when they touch seawater. A rock structure or geosite that resembles a pillar was then formed, called Lava Bantal or Pillow Lava. Bantal is pillow in English. Another uniqueness of Lava Bantal is its location, which is directly across the Opak River. There is another phenomenon in the form of a very thick deposit of volcanic ash, which is believed to be evidence of volcanic eruptions in the past. Entering this area, visitors will be treated to a natural atmosphere such as green trees, flowing rivers, and unique rocks. You can also see Lava Bantal clearly from the top of the Opak River Bridge. The gurgling of the river water between the rocks and the chirping of birds in the trees add to the natural atmosphere. In addition to offering adrenaline test tours, the geosite manager also provides gazebo facilities on the banks of the river. You can just relax while enjoying the scenery and feel the atmosphere of the natural river flow. Entering these tourist spots is free of charge. You can only need to pay for a parking. If you are tired, you can relax in the gazebo or take some refreshment in the stall area selling various foods and beverages. Traveling to Lava Bantal, which was chosen as the nominee for the 2018 Indonesian Pesona Anugrah Award, is guaranteed to make you have an experience that is hard to forget.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we'll reply an email from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello sir, we are really glad that you enjoyed our Hello Listener program. Terima kasih kembali, because you have participated in this program. And special for you, here is a beautiful song.
Sandiwarakah selama ini, setelah sekian lama kita telah bersama. Inikah akhir cerita cinta yang selalu aku banggakan di depan mereka. Entah di mana ku sembunyikan rasa malu, oh. Kini harus aku lewati sepi hariku tanpa dirimu lagi. Biarkan kini ku berdiri melawan waktu untuk melupakanmu, walau pedih hati. Namun aku bertahan, yeah. Cerita cinta yang selalu aku banggakan di depan mereka. Entah di mana ku sembunyikan rasa malu. Harus aku lewati sepi hariku tanpa dirimu lagi, oh. Biarkan kini ku berdiri melawan waktu untuk melupakanmu, walau pedih hati. Namun aku bertahan,
aku lewati
sepi hariku tanpa dirimu lagi, oh. Biarkan kini ku berdiri
melawan waktu untuk melupakanmu, walau pedih hati.
Namun
listener, the next segment we'll present to you is Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
The 2021 Indonesia Hidden Heritage Week Virtual Festival is being held from October 21st to 30th, theme Revealing the Potentials of Indonesian Historical Tourism. This activity is expected to help encourage the development of cultural tourism in the country. According to the main expert of Deputy Second of the Presidential Staff Office, Agung Haryono, in a press statement on Friday, this type of an event is ideal for the government and the community, especially in developing the potential of Indonesian cultural heritage tourism. The development of heritage tourism potential is regulated in Law No. 5 of 2017 concerning cultural advancement. This law is a guide in advancing national culture in the midst of world civilization. Agung Haryono added that recently the Presidential Staff Office often received input so that the government could pay more attention to the governance of cultural sites. Meanwhile, Nova Farida Lustari, founder and executive director of Indonesia Hidden Heritage, said that Indonesia Hidden Heritage Week is different from other tourism festivals. It not only displays various historical tourist destinations in Indonesia, but also facilitates discussion between stakeholders and provides opportunities for local heritage tourism activists to network and collaborate with each other. The attachment of the historical value of regional culture to a tourist destination is unique and interesting to visit. It is hoped that this festival can not only be enjoyed as an entertainment, but also provide an aesthetic experience as well as become a space for discussion and cultural history education for the governed entertainment, community, and all stakeholders. The 2021 Indonesia Hidden Heritage Week, held by the Creative Hub Indonesia Hidden Heritage, represents the wealth of heritage tourism as a whole through webinars, talk shows, and virtual tours. It highlights world heritage sites in Indonesia, nostalgia for ancient post offices, as well as potential tourist destinations in the Indonesian archipelago Outer Islands.
Sometimes it's just a smile to make your world come alive. The people around you light it up to make you feel alright. You live in this very dream, trying to make it real. It might not be that hard to reach if only you.
Together, no one.
listener, now we'll present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you with a song by Padi Reborn. The music group, which in October last year campaigned for the discipline of health protocols through the song Ingat Pesan Ibu, again released a song with a similar atmosphere. In September 2021, Padi Reborn launched a new single entitled Memberi Makna Indonesia, which carries a special message for listeners to rise up and get out of adversity in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. The song begins with the personnel's empathy for the realities of today's life. They discussed until they finally agreed to create a song that can give positive energy and motivate many people. Listener, here is the song Memberi Makna Indonesia by Padi Reborn.
Yeah.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through short waves at frequency 3325 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Play Go application. Don't forget to send your reception report to our email address voi@voinews.id or through our social media, such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.